7.5 More Damage Reduction Ideas. Special attention must be paid to potential trouble spots on the road. This can be the difference between a collision and a close call. These situations include construction areas, crosswalks, entrances to parking lots, controlled and uncontrolled intersections, freeway on and off ramps, school zones, icy streets. Detours. Detours are common due to construction or maintenance work on the roads. At any time, there are many highway construction and maintenance projects being worked on in Texas. Follow signs as indicated and observe reduced speed limit signs. Be aware that traffic fines are usually doubled in these areas and delays often occur. Be patient. Control your emotions. Remain calm. Don't let other drivers control your emotions. Give yourself room to maneuver. Have an escape plan. Your car should be in a position that gives you the most options to maneuver in case of an emergency. If you need to brake ahead, start as early as possible, and also keep an eye out for brake lights in adjacent lanes. Most likely, they mean you'll have to use your own brakes momentarily. More on following distance. The 3-second rule applies to normal traffic conditions, entering the freeway, exiting the freeway. The 4-second rule applies to following a van, merging on a freeway, following a motorcycle, if crowded by a tailgater, if the driver behind you wants to pass. The 5-second rule applies to following trucks or large vehicles, pulling a trailer or carrying a heavy load. The 6-second rule applies to crossing intersections, driving on icy roads, driving on snow-packed roads, driving in rain, night driving. Never insist on your right of way, even if you have it. Always ask yourself, what if? What if someone cuts in front of me? What if the car in front of me makes a sudden stop? Am I ready for the next move? If any of these questions makes you think twice, then adjust your speed or change your position in traffic. Do whatever you can to reduce the risk of hazard. For example, if you see a long line of cars approaching, you should be prepared to brake and move into the right lane in case a car tries to dart into your lane to pass you. Stay alert. Keep all your senses engaged in driving. Your hearing is more important than you might realize. For instance, it can alert you to a car that's in your blind spot. Don't play your stereo so loud that you cannot hear outside your car. That's dangerous. Passing. Passing requires good judgment and rapid decision-making. At highway speeds of 65 to 70 miles per hour, you need a 12 to 15-second gap in oncoming traffic to pass safely. It's hard to judge the speed of an oncoming vehicle a third of a mile away. They don't seem to be traveling as fast as they really are. When a vehicle is far away, it's almost as if they appear to be standing still. If you can see the vehicle movement, they are probably too close to pass. When you decide to pass, don't hesitate. You may anger the driver behind you, who may try to pass you and the vehicle you are following. Never overtake or pass another vehicle if the line on your side is solid yellow, or if you are at an intersection, or if a do not pass sign is posted. You should have clear visibility for at least 1,000 feet. Don't pass on hills or around curves if you can't see, or within 100 feet of an approaching bridge, viaduct, tunnel, intersection, or railroad crossing. If a school bus is displaying a flashing red light, the driver of the vehicle shall stop immediately before passing the school bus and not proceed past the bus until the flashing red light and stop signal arm cease operation. Trying to pass a long line of cars would keep you in the lane for oncoming vehicles too long to be safe. Ask yourself if the risk is worth the few minutes you will save. If the vehicle in front of you has their signal on or is slowing down, don't try to pass, as the driver could turn right into your vehicle. Remember, if the vehicle ahead of you is near or at the speed limit, you will have to build up a lot more speed than is legal or safe to pass. Stay behind the vehicle. If you cannot complete a passing maneuver before reaching a no-passing zone, stay where you are. Wait until it's legal and you can pass the vehicle in front of you safely. Space to pass. Avoid passing other vehicles, including motorcycles and bicycles, on two-lane roads. It is dangerous. Every time you pass, you increase your chances of having an accident. Ask yourself if the risk is worth the few minutes you will gain. Remember, whenever you pass another vehicle on a two-lane road, you must enter a lane that belongs to oncoming cars. At freeway speeds of 50 to 55 miles per hour, you need a 10 to 12-second gap in oncoming traffic to pass safely. You must judge whether or not you have enough room to pass whenever you approach an oncoming car, a hill or a curve, an intersection, a road obstruction. Be patient when passing a bicyclist. Slow down and pass only when it is safe. Do not squeeze the bicyclist off the road. Oncoming vehicles. At 55 miles per hour, you will travel over 800 feet in 10 to 12 seconds. So will an oncoming vehicle. That means you need over 1,600 feet, or about one-third of a mile, to pass safely. It's hard to judge the speed of oncoming vehicles one-third of a mile away. They don't seem to be coming as fast as they really are. A vehicle that is far enough away generally appears to be standing still. In fact, if you can really see it moving closer to you, it's probably too close for you to start to pass. Check traction before passing. Check the road for traction by driving slowly. If the steering wheel feels loose in your hands, you have no traction. In this situation, you have no control over your vehicle. Hills or curves. To pass safely, you must be able to see at least one-third of a mile. Anytime your view is blocked by a hill or a curve, you should assume that there is an oncoming car just out of sight. This means you should only pass if a hill or curve is one-third of a mile or more away. You must not drive on the left side of a roadway when coming to a curve or the top of a hill where you can't see far enough ahead to be sure it is safe to pass. What if you need to pass someone? Steps for successful passing. Remember, passing is a hazardous maneuver, so before passing, ask yourself the following. Is passing legal in this situation? Scan for hazards. You will need at least a 12 to 15 second gap, one-third of a mile, between you and any oncoming vehicles. Check over your shoulder. A vehicle may be trying to pass you. If a vehicle is merging, adjust your speed and move to the next lane away from the merging vehicle. Is your visibility limited? Check your blind spots. If you're passing on the freeway, signal your intentions for at least 5 seconds or 100 feet in city driving. Warn the vehicle ahead of you that you are passing by flashing your lights or tapping your horn. Obtain a speed advantage by driving 10 to 15 miles per hour faster than the overtaken vehicle. Recheck condition ahead of you to ensure that no one has entered the roadway. Create a return space. If you can see the overtaken vehicle's headlight, you have enough room to return. Signal that you are returning to the driving lane. Check your blind spot before returning to the driving lane. Create a space cushion for the overtaken vehicle, a 4-second gap. When being passed, if you are being overtaken by another vehicle, yielding is required. For the safety of the driver passing you, slow down or pull off the road if necessary. Do not speed up, as this will only keep the driver of the other vehicle who is trying to pass in the lane of oncoming vehicles too long.